reports of select committees. Congresswoman Kraft.
Thank you, Speaker. Good afternoon, everyone. Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment met for engrossment, and we are reporting Bill Number ONCA 1837, an act to amend ONCA 16125 to modify an appropriation to reassign $400,000 from improvements to the legislative branch offices in downtown Pawhuska to the construction and construction-related costs of the building for the Osage Nation Legislative Branch and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Joe Tillman, co-sponsors Scott Bighorst, Brandy Lemon. The final committee action is due passes properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. ONCA 1838, an act to modify an appropriation to reassign $500,000 appropriated to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund from remediation of the 100 West Main building to construction and construction-related costs of the building for the Osage Nation Legislative Branch. Excuse me. And to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman, co-sponsors Congressman Bighorst and Congresswoman Lemon. The final committee action is due passes properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. ONCA 1857, an act to provide an appropriation to the limited liability company Bluestem Ranch LLC in the amount of $350,000 out of the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. The final committee action is due passes properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. ONCA 1862, an act to authorize and appropriate $600,000 to Osage Nation Energy Services LLC and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. ONCA 1868, an act to appropriate the sum of $53,516 to pay the employer portion of insurance costs and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. ONCA 1873, an act to provide an appropriation to Osage LLC as a capital contribution in the amount of $150,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. The final committee action is do not pass with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. Resolution ONCR 1828, a resolution to set the compensation allowance for the boards of the Osage Nation for fiscal years 2019 and 2020. The sponsor is Congressman Walker. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. And ONCR 1830, a resolution to honor the service and sacrifice of our nation's men and women in uniform who have been killed or wounded in the line of duty protecting the freedom enjoyed by all Americans and to acknowledge that August 7, 2018 has officially been designated as the day in the Osage Nation to remember and recognize veterans who were recipients of the Purple Heart Medal. I am the sponsor and the final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. And at this time, I would move to return Bill ONCA 1873 to General Order Day 2 on today's agenda for an amendment.
Second.
That was found in engrossment and needs to take place.
Okay, the question I would have is, once that's done, then we'll have to go back to engrossment, right? Is that the intent?
Mm-hmm.
Recess for engrossment?
It'll be quick.
Let me withdraw my motion quickly because there would be no discussion and we're discussing. So I will tell you first. I'll pull a Dr. Shaw and he tells you all about it, then suspends the rules. So in engrossment, we did find, that's why it was do not pass. In engrossment, it was found, it is on the bill states the general fund. And we've been working out of the Economic Development Fund. And I can't remember if there was an amendment, but it states in there, and that's the intent. That's how it's been worked out. That needs to happen. So yes, it would go to day two, vote on it day three quickly, and then it would be ready, and we would right back in. I would say 15 minutes, we could have all this done.
Only reason I asked, I just thought that we would probably send it to general order day three tomorrow.
I don't know why. I mean, it's, it can happen very quickly, but whatever. I'm going to move to do it, and then if you want to vote no, then vote no. So I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and return ONCA 1873 to general order day two on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second to send ONCA 1873 back to general order day two on today's agenda. It was seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Rule suspension, there's no discussion. All of those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, we are now on general order day two. We're on opposed. Bill number 1873, act by appropriation to Osage LLC as a capital contribution in the amount of $150,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Pratt.
I need 20 seconds.
Okay.
19.
Just do it.
Are you ready? Oh, you're ready? Yeah, that's fine. I didn't know you put your hand up. Go ahead. Oh, that's what I'm looking for.
Right. I don't have the preparation bill.
That's what I'm looking for. Well, it needs to be added in the other line under an act. You got it. $158,000 after the one that parenthetical. Parentheses, $150,000. Out of the Economic Development Fund. Line 25, strike general fund and insert economic development fund.
Line 25?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Strike.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Strike general fund. Okay. So then just strike general fund and insert economic development. Yes.
Okay.
I'll tell the joke.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Page 1, line 17, insert after $150,000, insert out of the Economic Development Fund. And line 25, strike general fund and insert Economic Development Fund.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Congresswoman Pratt.
I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1873 on general order day three on today's agenda right now.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second to advance ONCA 1873 to general order day three on today's agenda. And second.
It's crazy.
All of those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, we are now on general order day three where amendments are voted on and order received. We're on bill number ONCA 1873, an act to provide an appropriation to Osage LLC as a capital contribution in the amount of $150,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. We have one amendment. 2017, insert after $150,000.
Insert after $150,000.
Insert $150,000.
After $150,000, insert.
It's a little bit backwards, but it's there.
Page 1, line 17, after $150,000, insert out of the economic development fund. Line 25, strike general fund, insert economic development fund.
Okay, discussion regarding the amendment. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
As Congresswoman Pratt said, it was inadvertently directed to come out of the general fund of the treasury. It's been represented and presented that it's coming out of the economic development fund, which was my intent. Correcting the language.
Any additional discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the amendment say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, the amendment is approved. Congresswoman Pratt.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, place ONC 1873 on third reading on today's agenda following engrossment.
Second.
Okay, motion to suspend the rules and place ONC 1873 on today's agenda on third reading after engrossment. It was seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, motion carries. Congresswoman Pratt.
Move to recess for the purpose of engrossment.
Second.
There is a motion and a second to recess. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Opposed, say no. We're in recess.
It'll only take as long as it takes the clerk to prepare it.
Yep.
We'll be done.